super early, obviously, because it's a year away. But Tony, where are we draft? Where are we going to wind up drafting Martavis Bryant next year?
Jeez, that's a great, great question. I think if you the fourth round this year had not only Malcolm Floyd, it had Larry Fitzgerald and John Brown, all four of those Arizona Cardinals guys.
Right.
I think you're going to see the same thing right here with this Pittsburgh situation. I think that's where Martavis Bryant goes. I think Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell go in the first round. Yep. And he'll drop off a couple rounds, and he goes in the fourth round.
I think so, too.
Bryant is tough to trust, though, because I don't think his pot smoking is random. I think he is a marijuana user.
I don't think there's any doubt about that.
Yeah, I think he's like, no, but I think he's like, okay, listen, if you fail another test, you're going to be out the league.
Right.
And he'd be like, okay, and go get high.
Right.
That's kind of hanging with Chappelle.
With Le'Veon Bell, probably.
Yeah, no doubt. I think they have a pot issue on that team.
Agree.
You know what I mean?
It's Mike Tomlin smoking with them, probably.
I wouldn't, let me not say that.
He did.
But yeah, he did. But yeah, no, Brian's the type of player that I could see another suspension in his future because I don't think he has the discipline to say no.
See, that's the thing. You know, on pure talent, yeah, fourth round, but, you know, how many people are going to remember what the risk is? You know, of him getting suspended again.
That's the thing. People don't remember or care about the risk. They know what Martavis Bryant did when he was on the field.
How the average fantasy player does.
Yes.
Somebody like us will have that second thought.
Oh, we don't have
a second thought, and then we'll still pick him. We're still going to pick Keenan Allen in the first or second round.
Well, which one of you guys are saying how much they love Keenan Allen?
Yeah, Keenan Allen's going to be an interesting play in 2017. Because
Tony's right. He's going to go in the second round next year.
He's a second round draft. You know, people are going to say before he hurt his knee, 6 catches, 63 yards.
100%.
And a half.
He's
on pace for 111 catches a year before.
Yeah, exactly. He is going to have
building up the case for Keenan.
He's going to have a big fantasy season at some point.
You know what else they'll say? Look at what Jordy did coming back off the ACL. He had 15 touchdowns.
Yep. So we'll talk him up.
100% we'll talk him up.
We'll draft him. Had like his season cut short twice, though.
And then all of a sudden, Keenan Allen's going to break
Jordy
his hip in the first play, you know.
I personally might have second thoughts about it. I'm definitely not first round and second round. I'm sitting there, and it's like it comes down to close decision between him and another top wide receiver. That's going to be the decision maker for me.
So who are these wide receivers that are over there?
Would you go back?
Keenan Allen or Amari Cooper? Is that a fair one?
No, Amari Cooper's locked into the first round.
Really?
Really?
You think so?
Yeah.
After the way he's played?
Really?
The second half of the season?
Again?
He's faded off badly.
He's faded.
I think it's a fair question.
I think he's the number 12 wide receiver right now, and Michael Crabtree on the same team, 16.
Yeah.
So there's not really a separation between those two players.
That's a fair one. All right.
What about Amari Cooper or T.Y. Hilton?
This is a Keenan Allen conversation, please.
Okay, well, put T.Y. Hilton in that mix.
I'd rather have T.Y. Hilton.
I would, too.
Me, too.
So then T.Y. Hilton's in the first round.
Yeah. I can't see Cooper in the first round.
I don't know these are first rounders right there.
I don't think Dez Bryant belongs in the first round.
Keenan Allen or Dez Bryant?
I would still go Dez.
Dez Bryant is this is what happens with Dez Bryant. When you're in a draft and you get late to the first round and you get early in the second round, you're hoping the guy in front of you picks him so you don't have to make that decision.
You're 100% right.
You're like your third pick in the second round and like you said, the two picks in front of you, Dez Bryant, Keenan Allen. Okay.
Troy Aikman doing a game broadcast said that Dez Bryant is going to be the type of player that's going to have to deal with injuries throughout his career. His availability is not always going to be 16 games because of his style of play.
Keenan Allen or
style
Sammy
of
Watkins?
Play? Style of play in what regard did he say?
He kind of a reckless type player.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. I did it.
That's a tough call right there. I love Sammy Watkins. I don't know what the situation is going to be in Buffalo as far as the head coach and as far as the quarterback.
We don't know any of this for San Diego too.
If it is the way it is right now. Sammy Watkins.
I'll do that.
Really?
I'll do this again.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting for that Sammy Watkins season.
I almost
where
feel
he
like
goes
that
crazy.
That's a good one because I almost feel like they're the same player.
In a way. Where did you go, Tony?
The most catches he's ever had is 65.
But I think what we saw at this time last year, when he was there, when you really saw the talent come together and what he did, you know, in that last 6-week stretch of 2015, I think that's the real Watkins.
Here's Tony makes a good point, though.
You can't do that. There's no way you could pick Watkins. If the quarterback is the same, Tyrod Taylor, and the head coach is the same, that's a running team as opposed to San Diego. So the opportunities almost double for Keenan Allen. I'm not taking anything. I mean, Watkins at 1,047 yards receiving on 60 catches. That's amazing. But the problem is the 60 catches. Right.
You know what I say? I feel like I'm sitting between a fantasy expert right here and all of a sudden somebody who's working a scout in the front office, because I feel like he's looking at it from a pure football perspective. It's like Sammy Watkins has all this talent. This we've seen flashes of what he can do. And then you say, which is very on point, you say he's only at 65 catches. He hasn't done it yet. I can't draft him higher based on that.
And it wasn't because, I mean, he played all 16 games in 2014.
Right.
And he played 13 games in 2015.
Yeah. Well, he's, you know.
But it was that stretch last year. Down the stretch, where he was outperforming guys like Antonio Brown and Julio Jones.
But do you think Tyrod Taylor is ever going to throw the ball 35 times in a game?
No, Rivers will do it 50 times every game.
Dez Bryant is still, when he's healthy, the most uncoverable wide receiver in the red zone in the NFL.
And that's the other problem with Dallas is that with that running game, it's just it's never going to be them just throwing the ball to Dez Bryant 15 times a game. And we're seeing the NFL change.
It used to be like they threw more in the red zone when they had DeMarco Murray because he was less of a goal line runner than Elliott.
He was getting 15 to 18 targets.
I think Corey's issue is he's doing it again. He's having a lot of trouble breaking up with Sammy Watkins as an emotional thing.
I am.